Well, I think we've started fast. You know, that's something that we always want to do. We've got to be better in the second and third and fourth quarter, obviously. But I think we've gotten off to fast starts on the defensive side of the ball for the most part.
Conversely, the Panthers have not allowed, outside of Tampa Bay, 3 points last week. They haven't allowed anybody to score in the first quarter. What's your plan on getting a fast start and getting on top early?
They are playing very good football on the defensive side right now. Their front seven's outstanding, so it's going to be important for us to win that battle. We've got to win the line of scrimmage. They've got some guys that can rush. They got a true eight-man rotation up front with the defensive line, and I think two of their three linebackers are playing at a Pro Bowl level right now. So it's going to be a challenge for us, and we've got to start fast. We have not started fast offensively the last two ball games. We've not gone out and sustained a drive on our first drive.
Would you like to see more balance, or I guess when you get behind, you can't run the ball as much as you'd like to, but are you going to try to force the issue? I don't want you to give the game plan away. I know you want to see a little bit more balance, correct?
Well, we've got to be able to run the football. Unfortunately, we gave up 21 points there in the second quarter of the ball game, and we got into a situation where we had to throw the football. We want to be able to run the football. We haven't done it like we would like to over the last 2 weeks, especially. So we've got to get better at that.
Coach, what have you seen out of Cam Newton? First four games compared to last, playing at such a high level right now.
He's playing outstanding football, especially in these last three games, their three-game winning streak that they're on. He's completing over 75% of his passes. He's also doing a very good job running the football, not only when the integrity of the play breaks down, but they do have, in Coach Shula's offense over there, they do have some design runs for him. They're not doing a whole lot of it, but you have to be prepared for it, and he's doing a very good job. He's playing as good as any quarterback in the entire NFL right now. When you look at them statistically over the last three games.
Obviously, Mike, talking to him for Matt last week, it kind of goes to the balance question, Algie. I mean, is part of that kind of trying to take a little bit of the load off Matt where he doesn't – obviously, don't want him throwing 61 times a game or, kind of with all the injuries and things y'all are going through right now.
We don't want to throw the ball 61 times a game. I can assure you that. That's not what we're built to do. We're built to be able to run the football when we have to, and I think every team in the NFL has that same mindset, is that there's going to become a point in time that you're going to have to run the football, and you've got to be able to do it. And we haven't been able to do it the last 2 weeks. Some of it had to do with the score this past week, where we kind of had to get away from it, especially there in the second half of the ball game.
How do you get the line blocking better with, not so many contact practices, or can you add any padded practices to that to work on that part of it a little bit more?
Well, you can't add any padded practices. You can add one over an 11-week period. And, again, we've always kept our padded practices down to around 7 in the first 11 weeks. And then after that, we may have one practice after the after the 11th week. In the last 6 weeks, you had the opportunity to practice 3 times in pads. You have to emphasize, just like you have to emphasize tackling, you don't get an opportunity to tackle in practice either. You don't get an opportunity to finish blocks. You've got to make sure that you're breaking it down in your drills. And the thing that we've got to be better at as a unit, and when I say a unit, it's tight ends, running backs, wide receivers, and the offensive line. We've got to be better at the point of attack. And when we're good at the point of attack, we've got to be able to win on the backside. There were a number of plays that didn't get started because we didn't win on the backside last week.
You spent a lot of time in the offseason trying to look at ways to stop the read option. And are they still running that? And is that going to come into play in this game?
There is elements of the read option. And I think you can look at the stats and see how many times that the quarterback's carried the ball, but there's also times that he scrambled with the ball that count as rushing attempts as well, and he does a very good job of extending plays. But it is an element of their offense. You have to prepare for it, and in your preparation, you've got to account for the quarterback as a runner in that scheme.
Coach,
do you assess Matt's play overall this year? And obviously a tough game last week, but especially in light of some of the guys he's missing, not having a lot of injured players.
I think Matt has played extremely well for the most part this season. Statistically, he's done an outstanding job, and we can't make excuses when we don't have our guys in there. But he's done a very good job distributing the ball to the guys that have been open. And we need for him to continue to play at a high level for us to get where we want to be in these last nine games.
Coach, just the rivalry of this, I'm sorry to stick with that. It's a really tough game lately, the rivalry between the Falcons and the Panthers.
It's a great rivalry. You know, geographically, we're very close to one another, so our fans can travel when we go to Charlotte, and their fans can come when they come here to Atlanta. They've been some very tight games, very physical football games, and we anticipate that's what it's going to be again this week. They've got some guys on the defensive side that can wreck your game.
How about trying to get Steven going again, but against a defense that's so tough on the run?
Well, they do a very good job. Their front seven, as I mentioned, is outstanding. So it's going to be important that we don't get in a situation where we have to be throwing the ball every snap. We've got to try to work our run early in the ball game so we can get it established.
Roddy Snelling and Nicholas, what will they be on the injury report?
They were the three guys that did not participate in practice. Everyone else was... that's going to be on that injury report will be limited participants. And there was a handful of guys, yes, that were held out. We anticipate tomorrow that we will get a handful or half a handful of those guys back, probably as full participants tomorrow.